College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm paired up with a Special Olympics competitor. And, you know, we're just walking around teaching them everything that we can. We just went over sensory stuff, you know, teaching them about their nervous system, about their heart, the sound that the heart makes, and just kind of getting them into experiencing those kind of sensations for the first time.
Yeah, what's that like to, you know, sort of make it real for people? It's not just like you're looking at it, or you're not just learning about it. You're actually experiencing it.
I think it's truly an indescribable feeling knowing that being able to teach this and learning it myself at the same time, and especially teaching it to individuals who are you know, disabled, and knowing that still teaching them that they still have these things that they could also learn.
What's it like as you see them, like the wheels start turning and like they start to get interested in it too?
I think it's the best thing in the world, seeing that like the student that I'm paired up with learning about the heart and just constantly repeating the heart of the sound, like the bum 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 bum. I think it's the best thing in the world, seeing them like connect the dot, and then just you could see it turning in their head, and you could see like they get so happy and excited.
And it kind of gets them thinking about, okay, like what, you know, like sort of show them all the different things they can do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating because and whatever you have, a disability or an ability, anything, there's always a place where you can fit in, especially in healthcare. We always need someone to advocate, and we always need someone to stand there and show that I was able to do this and you can too.
And they're going to get into it too, like, because it affects them personally, you know?
It's exactly. And a lot of times people go into medicine because they were affected by it, and that's why they want to go into it, because they want to make sure that other people know. And I feel like working with students here is a very important part to teach them that they can also go into this, especially because not only it affects them, it affects everyone around them.
Yeah. And so what's your plan?
My plan as of right now is to go into OB-GYN to go to deliver babies and rural areas. I'm from Laredo, Texas, so there's not a lot of OB-GYNs there to begin with, so I feel like I would want to go back home and take care of my community.
Hey, we like to keep you updated, and if you want more episodes like this, breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. To follow, download the Odyssey app, search KRLD, and tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we've been talking about it all week. Heavy rain is here.
Yeah, and we've already seen some of it this morning.
Yeah, I caught some raindrops on my windshield this morning driving into work. But later today and through the night, a lot more is on the way. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, how much is going to fall?
Well, today through dinner time, about a quarter of an inch in areas, lighter totals elsewhere. We've got some showers on radar right now. South of Interstate 20, now working its way into southern Parker, Dallas, and Tarrant counties, and just off and on showers from Hillsboro all the way up to Waxahachie on 35E and Hillsboro to south sides of Fort Worth on 35W. Also, 377 from Granbury to about Benbrook, you'll get wet. And we got heavy rain coming, though, late tonight while you're sleeping. Should be out of the area by daybreak or shortly after, east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But yeah, 2 to 3 inches of rain could fall easily. Severity will be low, but something we will be monitoring here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with all this rain on the way, Governor Greg Abbott has actually called for extra resources to be on standby. Flash flooding becomes a concern, especially across eastern Texas. The National Weather Service says today and tomorrow, heavy rainfall across north, central, and eastern regions could lead to flood risks. Hail and damaging winds, not out of the question, as Dan mentioned. And the extra resources just preparing in addition to ones already called for last week. Swift water rescue boats are standing by to assist with flood rescues if they need them.
With rain and storms in the forecast for the next 24 hours, make sure you're checking back several times throughout the day today. We got you covered. News Radio 1080 KRLD will activate our KRLD Storm Center team coverage if any of those storms turn severe. You see storms on the horizon, there's a good chance we're talking about it right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Standing room only at last night's public safety community meeting in Dallas, where the recent murder of a security guard has shocked those who live and work downtown.
Meeting at the Adolphus Hotel, Dallas Police Interim Chief Michael Igo heard the heartfelt pleas from the people.
Let's have police in those areas to move out the crime and straighten this place up and occupy it.
Igo told the gathering violent crime did, in fact, rise downtown last year. One high-profile attack caught on security cams showed a woman being violently attacked from behind while simply waiting to cross the street. Igo said the department began a nighttime downtown crime task force in November that increased patrols in places seeing the most crime. And since then, he says violent crime has flattened and property crimes are down 23%. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas school district shuts down temporarily. It's all because of the flu.
Schools in the Godley ISD reported attendance rates between 70 and 80% on Tuesday, and the district says so many staffers also had the flu that it was making it difficult for them to safely and effectively cover their classes. They've canceled all classes for the rest of this week. They're urging employees and kids to stay home and recover so they can be ready when classes resume on Monday, February 3rd. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A member of the Dallas City Council says she plans to fight a ruling that she's not eligible to run for another term. Carolyn King Arnold served on the council from 2015 to 2017. She was elected again in 2019. That means she's been on the council for 8 years.
For sure, I know when I was elected in 2019, we came in with the understanding that we were eligible, not entitled, but eligible to run for 4 2-year terms.
Now, council members used to be limited to 8 consecutive years on the council so they could serve again if they took a 2-year break. But a new term limits measure passed by voters in November limits all council members to a total of 4 terms of 2 years each. The city secretary says Arnold has already served 8 years, so she's not eligible to run again.
Well, court documents are painting it. New picture of how the chase of a murder suspect turned into a fatal accident than a shooting.
29-year-old Gabriel Serna of Mesquite was wanted for a drug-related murder when he and his girlfriend were spotted by an undercover DEA agent. He called police. They moved in to make an arrest. But when the girlfriend pulled over on I-35, an affidavit says Serna booted her out of her own Jeep onto the expressway. Then he took off. 2 miles later, the affidavit says Serna slammed into a car driven by 73-year-old Robert Welch, killing the Red Oak man. It goes on to say Serna got out and began waving a gun. He was shot when he refused to drop the weapon. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's a topic that always comes up in conversation around this time of the year. Should the day after the Super Bowl be considered a national holiday?
Yep.
Latest survey finds that more than half of Americans say that it should. Some 40% say that Monday after the game is one of their most despised days of the year. They also predict it won't be very productive anyway on February 10th because people are going to be hungover or tired or late or whatever it is.
They should just call it National Hangover Day.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is.
Yeah.
National Just Had a Food Baby Day.
You know, or... or...
Food Coma
Day. Postpartum Food Baby.
Or... The NFL could move the game off of Sunday and put it on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, that makes more sense.
Gear up for the big game with Sunnyland Furniture. Picture yourself grilling your favorite football snacks on a big green egg. Yeah, enter now for a chance to win a $500 Market Street gift card to perfect your party setup. Simple. Visit KRLD.com, head to the contest page, enter this morning's keyword. It is party, P-A-R-T-Y. Don't wait. Do it now. And tune in between 6 and 10 weekdays through next Monday for more chances to win. Head to KRLD.com. Enter the...
Why?
Because I gotta!
Enter that keyword.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, guys. I tell you, this is going to be an interesting... I just can't wait to see what the day brings. It has been an eventful week already. We started off with hide and seek and the... concern about all of the technology stocks, and they just got crushed. But coming into today, I mean, just in the last 2 days, the Dow's net up 1%, while the Nasdaq's down 1%, the S&P's down 0.5%. Today, well, I think today's focus is on 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's when we have the news conference from the, well, we have the announcement from the Federal Reserve that at 1:30. We have the news conference from Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed. He's not expected to cut interest rates. In fact, I think the futures see a cut coming maybe in June and maybe another one in December, that far out. But what we will get is some commentary about the marketplace. We know he's going to be asked probably repeatedly about the impact of tariffs should they come and what it would do to inflation. And he will probably respond that we will have to wait and see, which will frustrate the News Corps. But I don't know. We'll see. Right now, it looks like a little light selling across the board. Well, I say that. Now the NASDAQ looks up 3 points, which is a turnaround. But the S&P looks down 14. The Dow down 58. We've got a few earnings reports out. Probably the big one, and especially around here, I think it's just